Hey Patrick, it's Josiah again. How are you?
I'm well. Let me step in the back here.
Sure.
Be a little quieter. Little more privacy back here.
Perfect. All right, so I understand there have been a few recent developments that you wanted to talk about.
I mean, not really sure where to start, but with regards to your question the other day about them going off on these pro wrestler things,
Right.
really what you've got to understand with these people is that there's really one focus for them at all times, and that is, like, I call it performative cruelty. They are simply playing this out to try and extract the most pain and suffering out of the people they are targeting as possible, so that they can then go and show off and brag about it to the other sociopaths
Right.
that.
I'm sorry.
And so
I didn't hear like the last sentence.
what this is, that's
Hey Patrick, I don't hear you very well. Are you sure you've got good cellular service where you are, or maybe that's me?
get about
Patrick?
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now. Can you just say that again? You were talking about they're trying to maximize the performative cruelty, and then that's when it got cut off.
Oh. No, all I was saying is what they get out to their most psychological. It is as a way of buying capital amongst themselves so that they can then come back and brag and show off about how they've found a new way to hurt somebody, how they've found a new way to intimidate or threaten somebody, how they've found new ways to inconvenience someone's life or make them waste time chasing after something. You know, that's always been the point of this group. That's they egg each other on to do more of that.
Right. So you're saying the WWE stuff is sort of like style points for their,
Yeah,
sadistic.
it's a bit. They you know they like WWE. They like being they enjoy the idea of being the heel. So they co-opt that sort of language of that subculture also while they're showing off for each other, while at the same time harassing me, while at the same time threatening me, trying to intimidate me, all of it.
Right. I guess that kind of makes sense. It's not really something I've ever seen before, but yeah, it sounds like they're trying to gain as much pleasure as they possibly can out of being cruel to people, is what you're saying.
That's all it's ever been about. I mean, that's how these people get off. They are true sociopaths.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. Actually, if you don't mind, I did have a few questions, because I noticed that it looks like there's been an update in the defamation lawsuit. Are you willing to talk about that and give your opinion on that?
I mean, yes, it'll have to remain off the record for the moment. I mean, we still have another hearing coming up in late September.
Right. So it looks like, so you don't want to talk about that at all?
I'm not able to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not about that particular topic because it's an ongoing thing, and we have a final hearing in front of another judge on September 23rd, I believe, and that one will determine whether or not we end up owing Rahul Kumar $20,000 or more.
Right.
So,
How do you think it's looking right now? Is it looking like you're going to win this? Is it looking like he's going to win this? Is it looking like it's about 50-50? How do you think it looks right now?
To be perfectly honest, it's moot at this point. It doesn't matter what happens. I mean, the money, of course, matters, but, his name is now known due to a number of screw-ups, and that was the entire point of pushing the subpoena, was to try and identify him. Well, we've done that now, so this no longer matters.
Well, do you think that the judges are going to rule in your favor or in Rahul's favor, I guess is what I'm trying to ask?
Again, I don't think that's something that I'm able to comment on at this point. Not with the final hearing still on the docket.
Okay. All right. You don't have to talk about anything that your lawyers don't want you talking about, of course. And of course, I should mention we also have our own lawyers that we put all this past them, and if they see that this might hurt, one of the subjects of our article, we wouldn't put that out there. So just so you know that.
No, and I appreciate that, but I try to cover my own bases,
Right. Okay. So a few weeks ago, you sent us footage of what was apparently the vandal who vandalized your motorcycle and the side of your house.
Yes.
Is that the only footage that you had of that incident?
Yes. The way our security security system at our house works, it is able to take clips of up to 30 seconds at a time. And so by the time it reset, he was in camera range, he had already finished and ran away.
So once he got into frame is when the camera turned on and it only recorded 30
yes.
seconds, and then it didn't, and then it stopped recording and it didn't record while he was vandalizing?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. The reason I bring that up is, I guess some of the higher-ups were shown the footage, and it's, I'm sure you understand we have some sort of skeptical readers, some readers who pay, very, very close attention to detail, and it's going to be very difficult for us to, show that and say that it's evidence of vandalism.
There was no one else who was near my bike that night, and as you saw in the pictures from the next morning, that guy was there at 1:37 in the morning while my wife and I were asleep upstairs. Mm-hmm. He walked onto our property. He was trespassing on our property the entire time. He walked right up to my motorcycle, holding a small flashlight. Just before the footage cut off, that man absolutely vandalized my house and vandalized my motorcycle. There's right. absolutely no question about it.
Did you have any more footage of the vandal?
No, we didn't. At the time, we didn't have a camera up on the front that would get the angle on the side of the house just to show when he was vandalizing the side siding there.
Right.
So we didn't get him in the act of doing that.
Right. I understand. Are there any police incident reports or anything of the vandal that we could possibly reference? Okay.
Yeah, there's a police report of that. The police showed up the very next morning, took pictures, dusted for, looked over for prints and all that.
Okay, perfect.
There weren't any prints, but yeah, there's absolutely a police report.
Oh, you said there weren't any prints. That's a shame. All right. Obviously, it's up to you completely, but if you could send us the incident report numbers, that would certainly help. Just because, we showed the video to some of the higher ups, and just based off the video alone, they might not want to put that into the article, just based on the video alone.
Well, there was also the still images that I sent along as well to show the aftermath. But I can certainly, I can certainly send over the police report number or the incident number. I just have to find it.
Okay, if you could do that, that might actually suffice. And if you have a incident report number of the swatting events as well, that would also definitely help.
I do know for sure I've got that one, but I'd have to go back through my email and find it, but I do have that one.
Okay, if it's not too much trouble for you.
No, those are two of the most credible threats that we experienced, directly
Exactly.
in a way that an audience would recognize as real world. I would certainly want that included.
Exactly. And that is pretty much the main theme of this article, is how far this can go off the internet and into the real world. So that's why some of these real life events, such as the vandalism and the swatting, it's crucial that we have as much information as we possibly can, so that we can include it in the story and we can be as detailed as possible.
Certainly. I'll get those two report numbers as soon as I can.
Okay. I appreciate that, Patrick. I just have a couple more questions. Going back to what we were just talking about earlier with the WWE and the text harassment in general. What do you think the best way to deal with these people are? Do you respond to these people? Do you just ignore them? Do you just block them? Well, if some if
Ignoring people like this serves no purpose because it forces them to double and triple down because their whole thing is about trying to extract suffering. And so if you don't, they don't stop, they don't get bored.
Right.
They only increase the pain.
Right.
They only double and triple down until you have to deal with them again. I mean, I ignored them for months at a time. They never stopped. They never moved on. They want me dead. That's what they want, and that's what they work for every single day. And if they don't get their fix, then they're just going to go and do even more monstrous things.
Right. What kinds of
So yes,
things? Sorry.
when they text, I explain to them. Their conduct is criminal, that they're being investigated, and that they're going to face consequences for what they're doing.
And hopefully
Then
this
they
will.
laugh. And they laugh and taunt and say, "You'll never find us," blah, 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 not knowing that I already know who at least three of them are.
Yeah. Right. Right. All right, I have one last question, Patrick. Since you are a writer, have you considered writing a book or some other sort of long form piece about your experiences with the trolls, or maybe getting together with a documentary maker and, writing some kind of script, to tell your story that way?
Those things are already being discussed.
Okay. Perfect. Can you give us any more details about that, or just they're being discussed?
No, not really at this point. I mean, there's several different ways we might approach that. I've already appeared on a podcast that's growing in popularity called Strictly Stalking. I was on there like last October or November, and that generated quite a bit of interest. So, you know, your documentaries are not out of the question. You know, me getting back into blogging much more long form about this once some of these stories go live is certainly not out of the question. You know, there's a bunch of, and in fact, you know, writing a nonfiction book about it at some point in the future, if I was able to, you know, generate any interest from publishers, you know, nonfiction publishers about that, then certainly I would write about it.
Right. Do you think that's sort of what this is going to take for lawmakers and law enforcement to take this seriously? Because it sounds like right now they aren't.
It is going to take national attention in the form of, you know, articles like yours, you know, any other platforms that may pick it up afterwards. You know, that's the kind of pressure that this will take, because that's what always needs to happen in situations like this. Is enough people know about it that it takes on kind of its own momentum.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Is there anything else you have to add at this point? Maybe we forgot to talk about that you wanted to let us know about?
I mean, nothing that really spins off the top of my head. I mean, this is still just my every single day, even though, you know, these people are beginning to suspect that I know more than they wish I knew, which is, they're finally right about something. But, you know, it's just, it takes a lot out of you after a while. I mean, I have to spend a couple hours a day on this instead of doing my writing, instead of doing my self promo, instead of trying to pitch. You know, I am doing this and it's all hours and days and weeks and months and now years that have been stolen away from the life that I am supposed to be living just so that these people can get their jollies trying to hurt someone they have never met and know absolutely nothing about.
Right. Okay. Well, Patrick, I appreciate the phone call and I appreciate the extra information. And definitely keep us posted, and I'll keep you posted and updated on the status of the article.
All right, so I will get those incident numbers together. I don't know if we ever got the incident report for the vandalism, but it shouldn't be too hard for me to figure out what that is. Mm-hmm. But as far as the swatting incident, I know we've got that somewhere, and I can reference that through my you know, email search and get that to you later, probably later tonight, honestly.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, that would be extremely helpful.
And I know you don't make the final decision on this, but I mean, do you have a time frame as far as when publication may occur here?
We're thinking it's definitely a little bit later than I quoted you, I think, in our earlier interviews. It's not that people are dragging their feet so much as we just want to make sure we get everything right, because there's a lot of details. And like I said, we have a lot of readers who like to pay very close attention to detail. And because of the subject matter, we have to make sure we get everything right. I think last time I told you it would be sort of beginning of September. It's looking to be probably more mid-September, maybe second or third week of September, if I had to guess. But that's what it's looking like right now.
Alrighty. And I can probably get you login and passwords so you can access the current forums, at least the public-facing side of them. I'm sure that would be helpful.
Yeah, that'd be extremely helpful.
All right. I'll get all that together for you and get it over as soon as I can.
Right, thank you, Patrick. Well, keep in touch.
Sounds good.
All right, take care.
Good night.
All right, bye.